This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as two enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and it's worth that, guys. Of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim listeners, I am the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one who holds the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today, live, not from the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, but quite literally, the U.S. occupied state of Nevada. I am here in Las Vegas for SHOT Show 2017, and I call it a U.S. occupied state of Nevada. I'll give you more information on that in a little bit, but we're talking about what's coming up with the Bundy Ranch trials, and we're going to have a guest on in just a little bit to enlighten us about some of that. If you'd like to call in at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic because we don't do Chinese buffet here, so if you got something to comment on what we're talking about, feel free to give us a call. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you're looking to follow Bradley, you can do so on Facebook, at Bradley Dean, and keep in mind that's Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. You can also find Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook if you'd like to follow us there, and then, of course, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Today, we finally made it to inauguration, and I took time to pay attention to that this morning, and I think Donald Trump wants to do the right thing. The question is, will he? I hope that he will. And I listened to some of his speech. Some of it, there were a couple of parts that concerned me. But overall, I think he wanted to look after the people. He wants to do the right thing. The question is, surrounding himself with people who actually know the Constitution that he just swore to uphold, not how to get around the Constitution, but how to actually stay within the bounds of that. And that's one of the more trickier things for politicians. Now, for Trump, I don't know what that's going to be. He's a businessman. He knows how to do things in business, of course. And we've talked about some of the questions regarding morality and things of that nature. But I do hope that he will. I hope he'll be a good president. I really do. But that remains to be seen. And I really appreciated the tact that he had, that he didn't back off of calling out the corruption of the establishment in Washington. That's a good thing. Did you notice that when Hillary and Bill, boy, they were a pitiful-looking bunch, weren't they? When she was announced, there were several people yelling that she should be locked up. The people are not blind to what goes on in Washington. It's a lot of times I think that people feel unempowered. They don't know what to do. They're angry, but they don't know what to do. And so they look to a man to solve the problems. Donald Trump is not going to solve our problems alone. This requires the people getting back to their foundations. Our foundations are not strong. They are cracked. They are crumbling because we've allowed it. And this is something that Bradley preaches daily here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. If you've also been paying attention in the news, there are several anti-Trump riots on the streets of Washington. At least upwards of 100 people have been arrested. Police are having to use tear gas and flash grenades and these kinds of things because these people are not just protesting, they're rioting. They're destroying property. They're injuring, I think at least two police officers were injured, we heard at the top of the news. So while I'm all for, you know, protests against government, if government's doing something that's, you know, protected under the First Amendment, you can express your grievances towards your government. To engage in rioting and the destruction of property and harm to other individuals is not lawful. It is lawlessness. And as such, these people need to be dealt with. I have often said when they threatened to riot in Florida following the Trayvon Martin ruling, and when they started to do it in New York and places like that, to me, the best defense in that would be an offense for the governor to come out and say, you know what, part of keeping a free state is an armed society. And if you've got hoodlums that want to come in and destroy property and injure people and beat them up and set things on fire and all of this kind of stuff, you're at will to stop them because you love your neighbor. This isn't an issue of hatred. It's an issue of love. You love your neighbor. You don't want them to be hurt by these people. So if people are engaged in these kinds of acts, I don't think it's just you have a choice to do it. I think it is your duty, it is your God-given duty to protect those around you from such criminals, and that's what they are. They're criminals. So we're seeing some of that today, but there is a lot of, I guess, optimism about the future with the inauguration of Donald Trump. So we'll see how that goes. You know, God may grant us true repentance. I don't know. But as far, I'm not really seeing that among a lot of people. I just see the changing of the political football, if you will, the changing of the jerseys that go on, and people, some people voted for Trump for things that they wanted. Other people just wanted to vote against Hillary. They weren't voting for Trump. And then that gets to a whole thing of goofiness to me. But nevertheless, the man's in office. Let's pray for him. Let's pray that God will turn his heart in the direction that he should go. Now, coming up here after the first break, and I didn't let my sound guy know, so hopefully he's getting the call now, but we're going to have Deb Jordan on. And Deb Jordan is a co-host for the Pete Santilli Show. She's here in the Vegas area because Pete was – all his charges were dismissed in Oregon in the protest that went on there. All he did was report. That's supposed to be protected in the First Amendment as well. But then they started picking up people from Bundy Ranch 2 years ago. So when he was, when his charges were dismissed, he was moved here to Vegas, or down here near Vegas in the Henderson Detention Center. And the Bundy family, or the Bundy guys, they were acquitted of all their charges too last year, and they were moved down here as well. So all those guys are there, planning on meeting Pete on Sunday. But after the break, hopefully we'll have Deb Jordan with us, so stick with us.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's out on the West Coast as well. He's all the way on the left coast out in Los Angeles, and he's out there to see all those rocker guys and to talk with them and to pass out some gospel tracts and such. And so keep in your prayers as the family ministers out there in that area. On the line with me, I've got Deb Jordan. She's the co-host of the Pete Santilli Show, and she's been very gracious to come on, and I'm looking forward to meeting you tonight, Deb, for the first time.
Yes. Hi, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you on again.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. Now, there's a couple of things, and then what I want to do is I just kind of want to turn it over to you. Maybe you give the people some updates as to what's going on, because you're, like, right in the middle of it. But last week, I had a couple of stories in which this judge who's out here has told our political prisoners, you cannot have a bill of particulars, and they've also refused to strike prejudicial material from the Bundy case. Do you want to elaborate on that and then tell people what's coming up here? I think it's Tuesday, you said, one of the Ryan brothers, their trial starts as well.
Brian Bundy, he was supposed to have a pretrial release hearing. And what's so spectacular about this is, you know, we've had many of those out here, and every single time we have been turned down. But what's different about this one was that he won the argument that he should be allowed to have witnesses, and he should also be allowed to tell his side of the story and give evidence that contradicts what the prosecutor, Stephen Myrie, is telling the judge, because the judge decides on whether or not a person should have a pretrial release. So we're excited about that. We're hoping that we get some of this evidence that is being hidden from the public out in the open, and we're very excited about it. Now, it was supposed to be on the 24th, that it has been pushed out to the 31st. So that's going to happen right downtown at the federal court building on the 31st of January. So we hope to see a lot of support out there for Brian Bundy. We haven't been allowed to have a pretrial hearing like this before, so we're hopeful. Yeah, we're hopeful for his family.
Okay, yeah, and speaking of that, you have a lot of people, you were telling me, you have a lot of ladies who are coming in and other people coming in, yeah. And you guys are kind of taking care of them here through donations. Mm-hmm. Do you want to let people know if they've been interested in helping? We had a page up where they can help the different people who've been charged in this. And mm-hmm. just to let people know, these guys were acquitted of basically the same kind of charges in Oregon. So if they want to help, how can they help some of these people who are coming in to support these guys?
Right now, we have rented a house, and it's for the women whose husbands are going to be going on trial, husbands / significant other. And you'll have the opportunity to tour the house today when you come over. And I would hope that you would put something up about this, because it's a great project, and it gives a lot of relief. We're just getting it up and running, and it's strictly through donations and, of my own money. We have some private sponsors, and then we have had people send in, oh my goodness, toilet paper, paper towels. And believe it or not, we had a visitor from Burns stop in last weekend. Over the last 2 weeks, they've come both weekends and they stocked the pantry and made sure that the ladies are going to have toiletries and little things that they need. And over this past weekend, we had Micah McGuire's wife, Alicia, and her children here, and it went off without a hitch. It was very comfortable. We had How It Matters, It Matters How You Stand.com, Doug Knowles. He raised money to make sure that the, bedrooms were furnished with beds, and it's coming along really nicely. And if you would like to help and donate toward that, it's a great cause, and you can do that at thepeaceandphillyshow.com/donate. And there's a button there where you can donate. And also, of course, find me on Facebook. And it's called My Sister, My Heart. And you'll be able to find us on Facebook, and you can donate through Facebook. So we have it set up to donate through Facebook.
Okay, yeah. And I'll get some information from you tonight on that, and we'll get something out to promote that a little more. For people who have forgotten this story, and I know a lot of people have, because overall the media, even alternative media, have basically dropped the ball on this because of the election cycle. And, I've tried to keep up with you because you're sort of in the know. You're right here. You've got your nose in it. And,
I do.
And you've got a vested interest, with Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've got a vested interest with Pete. And the people who do that are the ones who usually know the most, because they're digging into it. So we've tried to put things out, from what you put out. But people may say, Tim, look, they may say, these guys were terrorists. They were out there, they were threatening the government, but they weren't doing that. They were protesting the illegal actions of our government, which is protected under the First Amendment. And just because they were armed, that's protected under the Second Amendment. So for those who may say, what's the big deal? We can point to things like this and this national monument land seizure that Obama, in my estimation, it's illegal. I don't know where in the Constitution they have the right to just say, oh, we're going to make this many acres a national monument or a wildlife reserve or any. I don't know where they have that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see anybody.
Right.
But if they can do it there, they can do it in somebody else's backyard. Is that not really what we're dealing with? So this isn't just about Pete or the Bundys or any of that. This is about silencing of the press, that's Pete, and then taking land, that's the Bundys.
Yeah. Well, they're doing it under the Antiquities Act and, just buying up the land. And I was talking to an attorney yesterday, in the case, and who told me, 80%. It was 85% of the land here in Nevada is owned by the government. And since the Gold Butte Monument, it's now going up to over 90% of the land in Nevada is owned by the United States government. It's insane. It's insanity. That's why, that's why there's such hardship here. That's why there's such poverty here. That's why the ranchers are being run out and, run out. And I also learned something else yesterday that was very interesting, and that is that 80% of the land here in Nevada that is owned by the BLM is being used for fracking. And of course, the BLM gets a huge cut out of that. They get a huge cut. And this is all coming to light now, too. So I don't know if there's going to be much relief under the Trump administration, because we know that they're all and they are using the land to, for the minerals and things like that. It's just coming out into the open now. There's a reason to push all the ranchers out, and they did. And the last rancher standing was Cliven Bundy, and he chose to stand his ground. And, it was not about cattle for Pete Fantilli, I'll tell you that. Most of the American people. Bundy Ranch occurred because we saw on local reports coming out of Bunkerville, this tiny town, that the BLM had amassed like a military here. They'd set up a compound. This is for cattle impoundment, okay? They set up a military compound under the direction of Daniel P. Love, who I believe in the future will admit that he's never managed more than five or six people in his whole life, And he's managing 150 or so other people, and he was over his head. He really was. And he's an aggressive person. We know that by his past. Anybody can look at the story of Dr. James Redd and the Redd family and what Daniel P. Love did to them. And they can also look at how the sheriffs in Utah can't stand him, rose against him, do not like him. And he has messed up one operation after another. And they put him in charge of this. And he came out with a military-style operation against a rancher family who... I mean, I think that they were just overtaken and overwhelmed, this family, by the sheer aggressiveness of, of how they were impounding these cattle. And they started beating them up.
Can you hang on through the break?
Sure.
Can you hang on through the break? All right, we'll be right back with Deb Jordan on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sons of Liberty. On the line with us is Deb Jordan with the Pete Santilli Show. And Deb, before the break, I hated to cut you off, but you were talking about what took place there. And I remember reporting on that. They called in much of the militia to come and help, and men from all over the United States came in to protect the Bundys from this army that included snipers. Mm-hmm. They called in a no-fly zone for like 30 days. There was a no-fly zone there, and they killed at least a dozen of his cattle. At least a dozen. All in the name of what? Protecting a tortoise and alleged claims that he owed money, which he had been paying to the state of Nevada.
Right. I think the whole tortoise claim has been proven to be a hoax and a fallacy on the part of the BLM. The environmentalists in the area, especially the biodiversity group, which usually starts all of the problems that we have in the United States right now when it comes to clashing between ranchers, farmers, anybody who would want to do any kind of business in America, where all that gets started. But, the Bundy Ranch for Pete, and I know for many, it wasn't about cattle and it wasn't about tortoises. It was about what we saw happening to the family. And you mentioned the snipers. They're not going to be able to get around that they had set up a military, aggressive military stance against the Bundy family. They're just not going to be able to get around that. And they had snipers, they had helicopters, I mean, you name it, they had it. And yes, indeed, they were killing cattle, and they didn't have the authority to kill cattle. And we're also going to learn, I believe, in testimony, that the BLM never had authority to arrest or harass anyone, and that Daniel P. Love lost control of his men, and that I believe we're also going to learn that the FBI and the sheriff and the government, all the way up to Washington, were begging Daniel P. Love to leave the area because he had lost control. He had lost control of everything. And, you know, there's proof that they Dave Bundy, they shoved his face in the gravel, they drove him around, they incarcerated him, all without authority to do, violated his civil rights. And when the American people saw that, it resonated with them, and they came to Bundy Ranch, not over a land dispute, not over a jurisdiction dispute, and definitely for cattle. They came because the basic human rights of the American people to protest and be able to protest and a government that is overreaching was violated. And that's why people came. And they were met and warned. There was one guy, I forget what his name is now, and I apologize for that, but he was some kind of politician around here, a commissioner. And he says on the internet that if people are going to come to help Clive and Bundy and protest with Clive and Bundy, they better bring body bags.
Yeah, I remember that guy. Mm-hmm. And the video that came out where these agents were coming and they were chasing people, they were trying to set up First Amendment zones, whatever that is. All of those
exactly.
things are, they are, this is what we get to when we talk about our Constitution.
Yeah.
When we're talking about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution doesn't give us our rights. God gives us our rights. Our Constitution was written to say, these things right here, hands off. Congress shall write no, or shall make no law. That's where the restrictions are. The Constitution has no restrictions on the people of the United States. It's all on our representatives. And mm-hmm. you can see the videos not only on what you're talking about there. I did that before I came to Sons of Liberty at Freedom Outpost, but we had the video there. I think you guys were the ones who were really promoting it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we put that out when they were doing those things. And
sure.
You talk about the military operation there at Bundy Ranch. They had a very similar thing that took place when Lavoie Finicum got killed, correct?
Oh, absolutely. They absolutely did. They the first thing they started doing was what they typically do, and that's, start a compound. They took over the airport in Burns, Oregon, and made this huge military compound, you know, and just the show of force was just unbelievable. Instead of negotiating and staying calm, they were just really amping up the fear factor in Burns, Oregon. I'm telling you, I was right there, and I felt it. I felt the fear not only coming out of the folks at the refuge that were protesting and have now been found not guilty, okay, the first round, of doing anything wrong. They wanted them to know that, they had a military operation building up in Burns, and they were going to come at them full force. I mean, how do you react to something like that? You know, when that's happening, how do you react to that? I see a lot happening in the United States right now where people, are protesting and more people are getting arrested for doing a simple protest. And you have to get a permit now, and they've shoved everybody into free speech areas and all of these things they did in Bunkerville. Let me tell you something. It is a fact that the BLM did it without any authority whatsoever. They had none. And Governor Brian Sandoval of Nevada made them take the free speech area down. It brought much contention, and made the BLM look really, really bad. Everything that they did made them look bad, all the way till the end. And then, of course, they put the FBI on it and the propagandist on it and the media on it around here. They started calling Cliven Bundy a racist, and the left just kind of swarmed and took over. And they've been allowed for the last 2 years to keep that propaganda up. And so now they figure that this is the best time to put Mr. Bundy in prison for the rest of his life. And, I mean, he's looking at 80-plus years, and so is Pete Santilli and everybody else, for a simple protest that they did on private land.
Sure, and we also know that they sent out how many hundreds of thousands of propaganda emails, demonizing Cliven. Last year, the Democrat Party of Nevada did that. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And what's amazing is, you know, I did a story not too long ago. It was last year. And there was a BLM agent who was making threats against a husband and her wife, a husband and his wife, over some land issue. She had a claim for the minerals on the land, and she was mining it. And the BLM agent had the audacity to tell her, my authority supersedes the Constitution. Now, this was like in 2009, 2010. And all of that ended up resulting in a lot of money being spent to defend themselves. I think the pressure came to bear on their marriage and this, that, and the other, because I talked with the husband. But you're exactly right. These people are like goons. Now, I'm not saying every single one. There may be some that just, they're kind of carrying on. But the fact of the matter is, you have to question if the BLM is even legitimately constitutional, like much of the agencies and departments in our government. You mentioned the Antiquities Act. The question is that act even constitutional? Does Congress have authority to write that? And the bad thing is they can write it, they can put it into law, but until somebody's actually they receive damages, they can't challenge it. And to me, that's kind of backwards. It should be challenged immediately. And I think this is what the balance of powers was to be. The president should have, who signed it, should have said, wait a minute, you don't have authority to do it. But we have such corruption, such ignorance of our Constitution, even by those who are elected to office, and they point to all these pretended laws in order to engage in tyranny. Is that not right?
Right. It absolutely is right. And that's what's happening here in the West. Somebody pointed out to me yesterday that people in the East don't understand what's happening out here. You get on the other side of the Rockies, and everybody just thinks that everybody out here is a bunch of ignorant cowboys, and, you know, they're just out on the range, and, you know, they've let the government have all their stuff, and, you know, now they're suffering the consequences of it. And people out East, you know, don't understand it, because we're not under this kind of pressure from the Bureau of Land Management, you know. And a lot of people I've talked to have said, well, we just kind of let it happen to ourselves a little bit at a time. We gave them all of this authority. And Cliven Bundy just happened to be one of the few who, out here in the West, ranchers, who have stood up to the government and said, no, you're not going to do this to me. You're not going to do this to me. And Mr. Bundy his reaction to what they were trying to do to him, it caused the military force to come down on him. And, you know, the American people saw that, Tim. You know, we aren't stupid. Even people from the East saw that and came and said, no, you don't have the right to beat people up and incarcerate people and set up free speech zones, you know, and to tear out infrastructure. You didn't have an order to do that. You had an order to impound cattle, and that's all you had. You didn't have the right to do all of this other stuff, which is why people came out and protested. That's why they came, you know, and we can't forget that, because when we forget that, we lose sight of what's happening out here.
Well, that's exactly right. And, Deb, we're at the end of the break here. I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight and the other people.
Yes.
And if people want to help, they can go to thepetesantillishow.com/donate. It's a good cause to help these women. And also, it goes to help Pete, too, because he's got a lot of expenses in his defense. Thanks, Deb, for joining us. I'll see you later.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Tim.
Okay.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you want to help in that endeavor in taking care of some of these ladies who come down and visit their husbands, boyfriends, whatever, here in Nevada, go to thepetechantillyshow.com/donate. Some of those proceeds also go to help Pete in his defense here in Nevada. Speaking of Pete, at the end of December, one of the things that we see clearly that is a I think it's a tremendous problem, is an article that I did called Bundy Ranch Defendant Demands Identity of FBI Undercover Agent. In case you didn't know, I mean, there were literally dozens of informants who infiltrated these guys. So should you choose to take a stand on your own property or anything else, you better know who you're dealing with. Because there are a lot of Judases among us, let me tell you. But Pete asked in a federal court back at the end of December that they release the identity of an undercover FBI agent. His pseudonym was Charles Johnson. It's not his real name. And they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't release the name. You say, well, they're there to protect them. Well, wait a minute. Let me just point something out to you. The U.S. Constitution says this: in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial. Bundy Ranch went on in 2014. It's 2017. These guys still haven't been tried. By an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed. Now, I don't know how you get an impartial jury here in the state of Nevada when the Democratic Party in Nevada has demonized Cliven Bundy with mailers to at least 600,000 people. There's just no way you're going to get that. Somebody's going to have it. Not to mention the liberal media, who doesn't even know the Constitution. We saw that when Ammon Bundy had to school Megyn Kelly on Fox News about what the Constitution said about the federal government having land. I continue from Amendment 6. That's what I was reading. They shall have an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, which is something that Deb was talking about in the pretrial release for Ryan, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Now, the Fifth Amendment has been just completely violated in all this. When we saw at Bundy Ranch, we saw, you know, actions taken of thuggery. It was not in accordance with law. Now you have not only Cliven Bundy, but several of these guys, because when you demonize Cliven and all these guys are bunched up with him, you're demonizing them too. But the issue that P was asking was, okay, you've got guys on the inside that you're hiding behind a pseudonym. Give us their name. We need to know who these witnesses are. Are they going to appear in court? What's going on here? And they wouldn't do it. Now, and people say, well, this is the government who is being the accuser on their behalf. That's not what the Sixth Amendment says. In fact, let me take you back. Under biblical law, you know that whole Ninth Commandment deal, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor? Do you know what's implied in all that? Do you know how the law works out in that? Well, it means that if you stand accused of, and under biblical law, you didn't have jail. You had either a capital crime, which resulted in death, or you had a civil matter that you dealt with between each other through a judge under the law. Okay? That was it. There was none of this put people in jail stuff, which is goofy to me. I mean, we have a prison populace that is ridiculous. In the land of the free, we have the largest imprisoned people in the world. And you say, well, we need to keep people on the street. I agree. If they've actually committed a crime, keeping them off the street, but that means you're going to put them under the earth. Because the Bible says you engage in certain kinds of crimes, you lose your life. You don't play this game of putting them in time and then holding my property hostage so that you can upkeep them for 10, 20, 30, 50 years or for life. And yes, I'm one who is not necessarily for the quote-unquote war on drugs. I think it is a way to violate your rights. You said, well, people are doing drugs to do this thing. Okay, fine. But if they hurt somebody, if they kill somebody, if they damage property, there are ways to rectify that and bring justice on them. But the Bible gives nothing for throwing them in a jail for 5, 10, 20 years. It doesn't. Go find it for yourself. And you say, well, we're not living in the Bible days. Yeah, you're exactly right. We're not living back in the time of Israel, but we're still living in the Bible days. The Bible is still very relevant to us. And it's because we're so stupid and won't listen to what it says, and we've been so neutered and feminized that we won't carry out justice against those who need it, which is something that Bradley talks about all the time. In fact, his latest article, you'll want to check out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's up today. The warning has been rejected. The curse is now in place. And what he's saying is we've been warned over and over and over that because we won't bring justice, because we won't stop sinning, now we're facing the very curses that God promised the land, the nation of Israel there in Deuteronomy. Go back and read them. 28 through 30. Read all that, those things that were there. God promised about a dozen blessings, and it was like four times as much curses upon that nation if they failed to exercise his law and abide by his law. I don't believe America. I get some of these emails from some of these goofy white supremacists. Okay? They're just goofy. And they make up these little info things or whatever. And they write, America is the new Jerusalem.
and in the middle of Jerusalem is USA, and they want to highlight that and make it some kind of biblical thing. It was just goofy to me. It's just goofy. It's unbiblical. And these are the same people who show hatred for other ethnic groups. I have no problem with understanding there are ethnicities, there are cultures. Fine. But we're to bring all things, including ethnicities and cultures, under the lordship of Christ. We're to bring it captive to Christ. That's what Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians. Tear down the strongholds. Your thinking, tear it down and build it back up with biblical thought. And yet what we're seeing here, we're seeing tyranny take shape here and take form under this whole idea of these protests of land grabs and other things like this. Now, Donald Trump did come out at first sort of against the protesters in Oregon, and then once he got informed, he came out in favor of them. I would hope that his conscience would bother him enough that there are men sitting in prison right now who have done nothing wrong. They've not violated the law. One, because D.C. doesn't have a right to write law regarding their bearing of arms. That's one of the charges against them on quote-unquote federal land, which the Constitution says you can't have unless you go through the state legislature. And if you do, you can use it for these things here, and they're not doing that. It doesn't matter what an Antiquities Act is. You say, are you better than the Supreme Court? Are you better than... No, I'm not. But I can read what it says. I'm not stupid. And so can you. And if you are a person who thinks that what the federal government is doing to these people, if you think that's right and you say, well, they're not paying taxes, I got to ask you a question. When you go back in the Bible and you start to look at where taxes were imposed, what was that the result of? It was a result of the people rejecting God. God says, you want a king? Fine. Here's what he's going to do. He's going to tax you. God wasn't taxing the people before. You said, well, there was a tithe in place. Yes, there was. And it was voluntary. There was no, you didn't see a penalty per se if you didn't. But God did say, I'll bless you if you give the tithe, right? He did tell them that. But they didn't go to jail. Nobody got killed if you didn't do it. But it was there to help those who were the spiritual leaders. In Israel, it was there to take care of the poor. In fact, on your own land, God said, if you go through once and you clean the fields, leave, and you got stuff still on the vine or whatever, leave it. You got poor people that can come through and they can work for it. Not that you give them a handout, they go work the fields. And that's in the part of the story of Ruth. Her and her mother-in-law go into the fields. They ask, can we do that? And yeah, they go work. They don't sit back and get a check. And you know what? The guys out there don't sit back and get a check. Why are you mad that they aren't, quote-unquote, paying taxes or whatever, which they do pay certain fees to the state of Nevada, Mr. Bundy did? Why are you not calling for justice and the government not doing that? Thanks for joining us today. We'll be with you tomorrow. Take care. God bless.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.